Baruch Hashem, in the last 3 days, we started a new Masechta, Masechtas Menachos, which immediately followed the previous Masechta that we learned, and that is Masechtas Zvachim. So the first two Masechtas of Seder Kachim are Zvachim and Menachos. A lot of other Masechtas that are coming up, but the first two are Zvachim and Menachos. The primary topic of Zvachim are all the Zvachim, all the Karbonos that were live animals. The Oila, the Chatas, the Asham, the Shlamim, the Bechor Meiser and Pesach, the Toida, all the types of Ashamois, all the types of Chatois, etc., etc. What's the topic of Masechtas Menachos? It's the other carbon that's not a Balchai, and that is the carbon Mincha. It's called Menachos because there are many different types of Karbonois Mincha. So Zvachim deals with all the Lebedige Karbonois. Menachos deals with the karbanos that came from carbs, right? It deals with the karbanos mincha. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Maisa Karbanos, so from Halacha Aleph on, starts Kedarke Bakodesh in a very systematic, clear way, delineates all the different types of karbanos. There's an oila, there's a chatas, there's an asham, there's a shlamim. The Rambam goes through every single carbon. And then he comes to Halacha Yud Zayin. He says, Kol ha-karbanos ha-elu nikra'im zvachim. He says, all these karbanos that I just mentioned, which is the entire litany of karbanos, with the exception of the mincha, all of these are what we know as zvachim. The Rambam says this as well, almost verbatim, in his Hakdama to Seder Kachim in his Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Rambam wrote a Hakdama to Seder Kachim, and towards the end of the Hakdama, the Rambam says as follows. So here too, he lists all the karbanos, goes into great detail, mentioning every single karban that you could possibly bring. And he says, Zehu klal kol ha-karbanos ha-makrivim balei chayim. I just gave you the entirety of all the karbanos that were ever brought from Bali Chaim, Vehem Nikron, the shame Echad Koilal, and they're all referred to by one shame Klali. And what is that? For who? Zvachim. So you want to know what Zvachim is? It's all the karbanos that were brought from Bali Chaim. Menachos is the one that's not brought from the Bali Chaim, and that is the Karban Mincha. The Mabit, in his Sefer Kiryas Sefer, and the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin Hilchas Maaser Karbanos says as follows. He says the Rambam says Kol Karbanos Ha'elu Nikram Zvachim, that all these Karbanos are called Zvachim. Nira Dilo Ikru Kol Karbanos Zvachim Ela B'Loshen Chachamim. That the Rambam said that all these Karbanos are called Zvachim, he meant B'Loshen Chachamim. That when the Chachamim used the term Zvachim, it means all the Karbanos. Kedetna Kol Zvachim Shenizbuchu Shloim Lashman Ksheirim. Additionally, Veizel Mekayman Shel Zvachim. And now we list out all the different Zvachim. Avo Beloshen Torah says the Mabit Lo Ikru Zvachim Ela Hashlamim. He says Beloshen Torah, the word Zvachim always is referring specifically to the Karban Shlamim. The Tosfos Yontif, in his first comment on Masechtas Zvachim, he also quotes the Rambam. Now, Tosfos Yontif doesn't quote the Rambam in Yad Chazaka. Tosfos Yontif quotes the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos. The Kiryas Sefer wrote a Sefer on Yad Chazaka. So when he's making his comment, he's making it on the Rambam's comment, which is Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin in Hilchas Maaser Karbanos. Tosfos Yontif is a Pirush HaMishnayos. So he was learning Mishnayos, and he saw what the Rambam wrote in his Pirush HaMishnayos. And that is, quote, Kol Shem, that what does Zvachim mean? Shem koilul kola karbonois hakraven mi bale chayim shenoyagam bin ledoirois kashetzivonu Hashem kach kosev arambam besoif hakdomo lemesachtezu. Says the Tosfos Yontif, afal pi sheloshin zvicha loy nemar bekosov. Even though the Rambam said that the word Zvachim is koilul all the karbonois, however, you should know that the loshin zvicha bakosov, when you find it in the Torah, it's ela bishlomim va'oilois. It means only shlamim and oilois. So this is a very similar comment to what the Mabit said. The Mabit said that kol ha-karbonos ha-elu nikram zvachim, nira, to le-ikru kol ha-karbonos zvachim elu b'loshen chachamim, avu b'loshen teirah, I'm skipping, le-ikru zvachim elu ha-shlamim. Tosfos Yontif makes almost the identical comment. Again, the Kiryat Sefer in Yad Chazak, Taisyon Tepirish HaMishnayis. But it's almost the identical comment. Afal Pisha Loshin Zvicha Loi Nema because of Ela B'Shlomim V'Oilois. And says the Mabit, that you want to know the... Or says the Taisus Yontif, that you want to know the Makar, that Beloshin HaTorah, you find Zvachim only with regards to the Oila and the Shlomim. Take a look at the Evan Ezra at the very, very end of Parshas Yisra. So what's this Evan Ezra in the end of Parshas Yisra? The Evan Ezra brings as follows. He brings that he had a conversation with a Min. So we know Min is code for Mitalmida Yeshay Noitzri. So the Evan Ezra had this conversation with a Noitzri. He says, Ro'isi Min Echad, I saw one Min, Yishtachaku Atzmoysov, She'etan ala Chachamim. He had tainas on the Chacham. Pavur Sha'amru, because the Chachamim said, Ezeo Mekoyman Shal Zvachim. And it's mashma that according to the Chachamim, the word Zevach is koilu all the different karbanas. Ki Yomar, he said, Ki loy motza b'chol ha-toyra zvicha, ki yim shlomen. He said that he didn't find the word zvicha referenced in the Torah with the exception of the shlomen. Right? You only find it by the shlomen. And if that's the case, he said, how could the Chachamim say, Ezel mekoymen shal zvachim? You only find it by the shlomen. Now just to bring out what this min was tining. And really, just go through Psukei HaTorah, you'll see that the term zvicha, zevach, is always mentioned in reference to the karban shlomen. But exhibit A for this is right in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. The Torah says, "Oyla karbanoi, imincha karbanoi, chatos," and then it says, "Vim zevach shlomim karbanoi." So right out of the gate, right? Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph. When the Torah introduces the Shlomim, the Torah refers to it as the Zevach Shlomim. But either way, so the Min tainid that the Chachamim got it wrong. He was mamish mocking the Chachamim. That they understood that the word Zvachim means Kala Karbonos. You see clearly that it's always the Shlomim. Read scripture and you're going to know it's only referring to the Shlomim. Says the Evan Ezra that this Min is a fool. You know why? Because with all his Chachmas and Torah Shabbat, he forgot a Pasuk in the Torah. It says in the end of Parshas Yisroi, Mizbach Adon And being that it says Vizavachta Olavas Oiloi Secha, so it's clear that you can find the word Zvicha even regarding a carbon oila, not only regarding a carbon shlomo. So says the Tosfos Yontif, again, that the Rambam said that the word Zvachim is a shame koil kol karbonis. Says the Tosfos Yontif, that's only true when it comes to Lashon Chachamim. But when it comes to Torah Shebiksav, over there it's only the Shlomim and the Oila. It's only the Shlomim and the Oila. And says the Tosfos Yontif, that even though the Evan Ezra himself in that shtickle told the Min that you're making Chizuk of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim treats Zvachim as a shame koil of Ola Karbonis. In the Torah, it's only the Shlomim. He said, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a vachta. Allah ves Oiloi Sech. You find by the Oilos as well. But even the Evan Ezra was only able to find the Makar, says the Tosfos Yontif, for the Oila. He wasn't able to find it for the Chatas, and he wasn't able to find it for the Yasham. And it's for that reason you're muchrich to say that Loshen Chachamim L'chud and Loshen Hakosav L'chud, that is the Tosfos Yontif's comment on the Rambam. So again, the Rambam in Perek Alf Lochi Zayin Hilchas Maaser Karbonis, and the Rambam in the end of his Akdamah to Pirush HaMishnayis, I'm a Seder Kachem, right before the first Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, made the same comment. That when you find the Loshen of Zvachim in Shas, you should know it means all the Karbonis that were brought from Balei Chayim. The Mabit in his Kiryas Sefer, Perek Alf Lochi Zayin Hilchas Maaser Karbonis, made a comment. What was his comment? It's true only in Loshen HaMishnah, Loshen Chachamim. It's not true in Loshen HaTorah, because in Loshen HaTorah, whenever you find the word Zvachim, what it means is a shlom. The Tosfos Yontif made a very similar comment. He made it in Pirush HaMishnayis. His comment was that it's true only by Loshen Chachamim, Loshen HaMishnah. It's not true when it comes to Loshen HaKosov, because by Loshen HaKosov, it's only the Shlomim and the Oila, I in Evan Ezra, in the end of Parashas Yisroi. Now, the truth is, the Mabit is Mamish Apella. You can't even give Zechanetz with this Mabit. The Mabit is Mamish making the argument that the Min made to the Evan Ezra in the end of Parashas Yisroi. So, Mitzvah Liyashiv, the Mabit. Because just like the Min forgot that Pasuk, I mean, Lahavdil Elof Alfi Avdolis, Viribe Revavois, Pama Matoivois, Nizam and Aflois, right? Sounds a little bit like the Mabit is almost making the same toss. So, obviously, Mitzvah Liyashiv, you have to be Miyashiv, this Mabit. But the Taisiantiv and the Mabit, I'm both coming to the same maskana that you have to say Loshen HaPasuk L'chud and Loshen Chachamim L'chud. But the truth is that if you take a step back and learn that Evan Ezra for a second, Evan Ezra is really a little bit of a shver in Evan Ezra as well. Because the Min was tiny that the Chachamim got it wrong. They treat Zvachim to mean all Karbanis, and the Psukim, it's not. It's Mefurish not that way. You always find the word Zevach by a Shlomim. No, Evan Ezra said he's a fool. He forgot a Pasuk in the Torah. He forgot about the Oila. Okay, so it's the Shlomim and the Oila, but it's still not the Chatas. It's still not the Asham. Devin Ezra is still a little bit schwer because Bishloim had Devin Ezra said what the Mabit saying and what the Tosfos Yontif are saying. Loshen Chachamim L'chud and Loshen Hakasav L'chud. Okay, then you don't even have to find the pasuk in Parshas Yisroel. Then you just knock the min out. But if you're already going into the blotter with this min and you're having a fight over scripture, L'chud, at the end of the day, all you found it was by the Shlomim and the Eilu. You still didn't find it by the Chattas and the Asham. It's a little bit still Enoy Oymer Elodar Sheni. Good. I'll tell you a horonifla that I found in the Sefer Mishmar Alevi. And this is in Mesechtes Vachim, it's Simon Beis. It's something that he brings, Rav Schulzinger, from his uncle, Rav Velvel Chechik. V'ru'uyin hadvarim l'misha amram. He said such a hafel de gehar. He says that in Ezra, the Taisus Yontif, the Mabit, they were all struggling a little bit. Where do you find this inyan? That Zvachim should be referred to all Karbonis. You find them a furish in the Torah countless times by the Shlomim. And Devin Ezra has his one Maramachim that you find it by the Eil as well. But you certainly don't find it by the Chattas. You certainly don't find it by the Asham. Said Ravelvel Chechik. He said, I'm going to tell you where you find it, Peshar Karbonis. Such a beautiful Ha'ara. No one ever thought of this. There were two Mizbechis. There was the Mizbech Ha'Eila, and there was the Mizbech HaKtairis. The Mizbech HaOyla was also known as the Mizbech HaNechoshes. It was also known as the Mizbech HaChitzen. That was the big Mizbech with the ramp where all the Karbanos were brought. There was another Mizbech, the Mizbech HaKtairis. That Mizbech was also known as the Mizbech HaZov because it was made of gold. It was also known as the Mizbech HaPnimi because it was inside the Heichel. What was brought on that Mizbech? The K'tairis was brought on the Mizbech. But it was called a Mizbech. Why was it called a Mizbech? What does the word Mizbech mean? What's the shayrish of the word mizbeach? Zevach. It's the mokkaim zvicha. The Torah refers to the mizbeach haktayris as a mizbeach. Frank Ravelvel Chechik. In what way is it a mizbeach? They brought the ktayris? The ktayris is zicha, not a carbon. It's not a zvicha. So in what way is it a zevach? Muzmin zogin. It's because there was a time where there was some carbon that went on the mizbeach. What was that? The Chatois HaPnimius. It was the only time. The dam of the Chatois HaPnimius used to go on that Mizbeach. So there it's poshut. The reason the Mizbeach HaKtoiris got the name, what makes it a Mizbeach? There was no Shechita going on over there. There was no proper Zvicha. The Teretz is they took from certain Zvachin, the dam, which is the Iker, and they would put it on this structure. Hence, it gets known as a Mizbeach. Obevelche Zvachim did they take? One and only one carbon, the Chatas. So said Ravelvel Chechik, that this min, Yishtachku Atzmoysav, is tiny. Where do you find that these carbon? Why was it called a Mizbeach, Reb Min? Would you like to explain that to me? It's not going to have a good answer. It's checkmate. The name Mizbeach HaKtoris is the raya that even a Chatas could be a Zevach. Okay, so we were just Miyashiv, the Chatas. What about the Asham? Right? We're getting someone. What about the Asham? So for that, Ravelvel Chechik was Mitzayin, a Loshen Nifla from the Ramban. I don't think we ever mentioned this Ramban. And this Ramban's in two places. It's in Parshas Nosai and in Parshas Lecha. We never even mentioned it in Chumashir. In Parshas Nosai, so the Torah goes through all the Karbanos that the Nesim used to bring, right? We know this. Karas Kesef Achat, right? All the Indian, and we say it again and again and again and again and again. We could all say it in our sleep, right? So the whole suite of karbanos that the Nesiim used to bring. The Ramban makes an observation. The Ramban says, Chonchu ha-Nesiim is ha-Mizbeach b'chol minim ha-krevin l'fanov. The Nesiim were mechanuch the Mizbeach with all the different karbanos you can bring. Every last thing that you would ever bring in the Beis HaMikdash, they went ahead and brought. Al-Kain heviu mincha u-Ktoires ve-Oila ve-Chatos u-Shlom. The fact that they brought a k'tayrus and a chatos was really a very big chiddush. Ain't bum benedava because it's not something that's ever bum benedava. Aval hashlim bechanuka kala karbanos nasim king ki ein yisrael makrivim zulasi elu akarbanos bolva. Because if you make a cheshbon, you're going to see every single carbon that Klal Yisrael would ever bring, they would bring. Says the Ramban, there's one problem. There was one carbon that wasn't brought. You know which carbon wasn't brought to Asham? There was no Asham. Go through the niggin in your head. There was no asham that was brought. So if there was no asham that was brought, Freik the Ramban, what about the asham? And for the Ramban, ki your asham v'hachatas is not shver. Because the asham and the chatas, dover echad, v'shem echad hu, v'teira achas lohem. The asham and the chatas are literally the same thing. They're dover echad, they're shem echad, and the teira achas lohem. It's mamish one Indian. The other place Ramban says this is by the Bris Bein Absarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, he says, Choli egla mishuleshes, ve'iz mishuleshes, ve'ayim mishulesh, ve'tar ve'goizel. So he tells him, bring animals, and he says that they should be mishuleshes. What does it mean they should be mishuleshes? So the Ramban brings Eben Ezra, he brings Targum Onkelos, he brings different pshatim and what the word mishuleshes is. But says Ramban, I'm going to tell you what I think mishuleshes is. Mishuleshes is three animals. V'ramaz loy, ki shloisha karbonos mehen yakriv l'fan of Zara. And the reason three, says the Ramban, is because there's three types of animals that were brought as karbonos. Three suge karbonos. Ha'oila, v'hachatos, v'hashlom. Freit the Ramban, oila, chatos, and shlom, and you forgot one. What about the asham? Ki ha'asham ki chatosu, because the asham is like the chatos, ein beineyem levad Hashem. The only chiluk between the chatos and the asham, ein bein chatos la'asham, elo Hashem. Truth is, this Ramban's very big chiddush, because you learn kachin. I mean, today's daf. Chatos shaloi lishma is pasul, asham shaloi lishma is kasher. By the chatos, you have chamesh chatos and mesos. By the asham, it's nitak l'riyah, right? Just some things that came up in today's daf. So we know the chatos and the asham really are very, very different. But this is what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that as it relates to understanding the relationship between the chatos and the asham, you have to know, ki ha'asham v'achatos dover echad, v'shem echad, hu v'tayra achas lohem. Zazok revelvul chachik. That the kasha is in the Torah, it doesn't sound like Zvachim means kol ha-karbonos. It means only the shlomim. And even Eben Ezra was able to find a pasuk v'zavachtos oylei secha. But what about the chatas? What about the asham? Zok there, you want to know where you find that the chatas is considered a zevach? The mizbeach ha-ktoris. What zevach was brought on it? Only the dam of the chatos apnimius. Must be it's considered a zevach. What about the asham? For that you have the Rambans. The Ramban says it's dover echad, it's shem echad, it's Torah achas. And if the words Zevach passes for the Chatos, it's Pasha based on this Ramban, it would pass for the Asham as well. And if that's the case, you don't have to say what the Mabit said, and you don't have to say what the Taisi Yontif said, and that is Loshen Chachamim Luchud and Loshen Hatayr Luchud, because you have Mekairis in the Loshen HaKosev as well, that it could be that the word Zvachim is not only true for Shlomim, and not only true for Shlomim and Oila, but it would be true for Shar Karbonis as well. Just to end with one last Maramachim, Rav Schulzinger says that Shuvro Isi, he found afterwards that really this kasha from the Fetter, Ravelvul Chachik, that why was the Mizbeach HaKtoris called the Mizbeach L'chayra? There was no zvicha done over there. The Ktairis was brought over there. So in what way was it called a zevach? This kasha the Zohar HaKadosh asks. It's a Zohar in Parshas Vayakel. It's Tafresh Yutes Amad Aleph. Just read the opening lines. Pasach, this is Rab Shimon Bar Yechai talking. For Amr, and he said, it says, Vayas Mizbeach Miktar Ktairis. There was a Mizbeach Ktairis that was made. Haikra Is Listaklobe. This is a pasuk that requires his boinin, said Rav Shimon. Begin to train Madbech and Hava. Because there were two Mizbechos. Madbech da'alavon, the Mizbech ha'oilo, and Madbech ha'dikteris busmin, and the Mizbech ha'kteris. Da'alivar, one, the Mizbech ha'oilo was outside, the da'alagav, and the Mizbech ha'kteris was inside. Now, V'hayim midbech ha'dikteris, that Mizbech ha'kteris, the iu pnima, which was inside, amai ikri Mizbech. Why was it called a Mizbech? V'haloi dovchim be'divchin. There was no zvicha. There were no karbanos being brought over there. Umizbeach ha'da ikri. And zok desire, chlor bakzener. It's pasha the word mizbeach comes from zvicha. And if that's the case, in what way is the mizbeach ha'kteiros called the mizbeach? Elo said Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Begin. I'm going to tell you the reason is. The bottle, the kofis, the kama sitrim bishin. Because the maisa ha'kteiros was so potent. It was so powerful. That when the kohen would bring the ha'kteiros, he had the ability to be mevatel so many koiches ra'im. And so many of the mazikim was tutzich in the world from the sitra achra, who begin that who sitra bisha kfis, and being that al yedei the k'toiris, the sitra achra got slaughtered, lo yochel l'sholta, it doesn't have the ability to be shoylet, for lo mehevi kategaryo, and it doesn't have the ability to be mekatrik, v'al da ikri mizbeach. You want to know why it's called mizbeach? It's true, there's no zevach, there's no zvicha that's being done on the mizbeach. But when the kohen brought the k'toiris, he was being zeveach, he was making a shchita in the olamos. Which olamos? The sitra achra, the bad olamos. And he's slaughtering all these terrible xeris. We know the power of the k'toiris. K'toiris is a school of ashiris. K'toiris is an inyan where If there's a magay for Rachmana Litzlan, right, this is the matana, the soid that the Malacham Avos was megalot to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was olal amarin to be mekabel the Torah. And the way it works is with a mahalach of zvicha. It works with a mahalach of shchita. So says the Zohar HaKadosh, it's a pliat sumo. This is a pasuk. You have to be mestakel. You have to be mesplain in this pasuk. Why would the mizbeach haktoris be referred to as a mizbeach? The Torah says not because of any zvicha that's happening ba'alma hadeh, but it's because of a zvicha that's happening in the under olam. It's because it's being zoivik because of all the schoolers and all the dvarim toivim that are coming from the Torah. That's alpinister, alpinigla, alpinigla. It's because of the chatois apnimius, and maybe that's also called zvachim. So this kasha is an interesting kasha. Why would the mizbeach haktoris even be referred to as a mizbeach? We have a mahalach alpinigla, we have a mahalach alpinister, and we're going to stop here.